Talk about the aggression.
It's not aggression. It's just, I just didn't know you were going to have to leave at a certain time. So welcome to the Two Half Podcast. I'm Keith the Rocket. With me is Bex, and other is a Blurdock who finally came. How's it going,
Blurdock? Oh my gosh. Blurdock, do you feel a little hostile work environment over here?
Yeah, it's a little hostile.
It's very hostile, but you know, Blurdock coming in late, Banks gotta leave at a certain time, and I'm just here like I whipped up a script in a day, and I was amazed. But we can't even get to that script, so we gotta wait for it for next time. You're gonna have y'all come for a Thursday, but I'm pretty sure you guys are busy and have, you know, life and stuff. So anyway, let's go right into the article or something about Gaza and Israel. How y'all feel about that?
Gaza and Israel. It's so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah.
But, okay. Mm-hmm. Are we saying our opinion, or are we going to just kind of say it neutral?
You know, it can be neutral. I mean, Blurda, you want to go first? You know,
I don't have much to say about it because honestly, I just heard about it a few days ago. I don't pay much attention to the news, so I only heard about it like a few days ago. So I don't really know much about what's going on. I just know it's just bad. And I don't know why it started or anything like that. So I'm ignorant to the situation.
What are you making that sound? You know, are you tapping, trying to hack into somebody's computer? Brought up?
Oh no, I was adjusting my mic.
If you must know, Keith Rocket.
Yes, I have to. I hear just a whole bumping, and I'm like, shoot, what's going on? But I understand that, Blurdock. I mean, when I heard it, I was like, Israel again? Why y'all keep attacking them? Leave them alone. Just leave Israel alone. Let them be in peace. Because Gaza was like, we hit something there. And I'm like, what? Why y'all hitting Israel? What? You know, I mean, there's some things I can't say, but why Israel? Why can't they be in peace? It's always, you know, there's always something going on there. And I'm like, this is terrible. It's just so bad. And then, you know, you're praying, you're hoping, you know, everything's all right. So, I mean, you know, you go to church and then, you know, they become like, you know, Israel does, you know, something. Or they made a snarky attitude towards that. And I was like, we're in church. What is going on? Are we supposed to, pray for peace, pray. So y'all saying, that's what they get or something. They said something. And I was like, my head turned. I was like, huh? But, you know, it's very devastating. And like them kidnapping people in Israel. And I'm like, what's going on? And America is like, we're standing by. And I'm like, okay, what are y'all doing? You know, I didn't really go into it because I was devastated and stuff. And then, you know, Israel attacking back, so they're doing shots fired. And I'm like, oh, whoa, okay. Now y'all just, there we go. So, yeah. How you feel about it, Bex?
Okay. So I've been actually following it.
All right. We're going to get some news here, Blurdock.
So what started the whole thing is Israel had a music festival, like young people dancing, women, men, doesn't matter, like just a festival.
Yeah.
And if you look at the map in Israel, the Gaza Strip it's a little chunk of like what Israel used to have because the Palestinians were saying that like the Holy Land is there. So some, I don't know what Prime Minister gave them the land and the West Bank. So there's two areas in Israel that are Palestinian land that Israel gave to them.
Yeah.
So on the border of where Israel and the Gaza Strip was, the music festival was happening. Like, oh, no big deal. Like, it was close by. So what Gaza did is they actually flew in. Like, you know, on those, like, is it like parasails, but
okay.
They Yeah, but they were equipped and actually had like weapons. What's and this? they shot up the music festival.
So that's what started it, that started it.
So they just slaughtered, and then they started like killing all the cities next to the Hamas. Hamas started killing men, women, and children. They even like started beheading kids, like decapitating babies.
What is up? You know what, man?
Hamas.
What is? That's me. That's me. I'm making a noise. Yes, I know I'm making a noise. Part
off. Oh my god!
I know I'm making that song. I know I'm making a noise. Yes, I'm making that noise. But anyway, continue, Bex. This is good stuff. I mean, not good. I mean, not good stuff. But you know, I mean, good information. Oh, wow. I correct it. I don't want to get canceled. You know, fine. You know, I'll get canceled. But either way, you know.
So Hamas was over there, and they're slaughtering in the Middle East. There's like a way to war. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but you're not supposed to attack like religious places or hospital, or you're supposed to spare women and children.
Yeah.
But Hamas like did none of those. So because of that, Israel was like, okay, you guys wanted to do all this. It declared war.
Hold on.
Gaza Strip.
Back up. Hold on. What? So are you trying to tell me it's all Old Testament time?
Yeah. Like, okay, now listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
So Iran, you know how America left all their equipment in Iran?
Yeah.
Iran is supplying Hamas. So all that American equipment is now getting used against Israel.
Oh, no.
So it's kind of weird. I don't believe in coincidences, but I believe in things happen for a reason. So all the equipment that was left. So Syria is helping. Jordan approved. Like all the Muslim countries are supporting Hamas, which is really crazy. And they're saying that Israel didn't have the right to attack. But I'm like, what was Israel supposed to do? What like say, okay, don't do that. You're okay. Stay here next to us in peace. Like it wasn't gonna happen. Hamas and ISIS, it's all a terrorist group that has no mercy. And they even did I don't know if you guys heard, but Friday they did a global terrorist threat for the schools and stuff.
Hold on.
They told all the, like, they asked people to rise up and attack, like, schools, hospitals, anything they could attack. It was, like, worldwide. They asked the whole, like, world who supports them to make havoc for a holy war. Last Friday.
I missed it. I guess I missed that. What was I doing Friday? I think I was just at work at Friday.
Israel's really like battling, and Israel has like top-notch equipment, so that's good.
Yeah.
But the Turks might join the war.
The Turks?
Which is the largest
Turkey?
Middle East. Yeah, Turkey. The Turks.
So if Turkey gets involved, my thing is this. I know the whole Europe is just gonna be watching or whatever they're gonna see. So when does, even though America said we're standing by, you know, they're just standing
America
by.
America did send ammunition.
Yeah, they just. But you think this might just trigger a World War III? Because I feel like, I mean, it has to depend. But I mean, World War III, it's like, I don't know. It's like, what do you think?
Well, I think it's crazy because if Jordan supports Hamas, Well, they're saying the Palestinians, but Hamas is the one who did the attack. So technically, you're supporting a group that has no mercy. I know that everyone's like, oh, the Palestinians. I get it. But when your group is attacking and you're terrorists, like, with no mercy, you didn't even have to do that. Why did they do that? It's just crazy. But because they're Muslim, Jordan is supporting them, which Jordan is right next to Israel.
Yeah.
Shares the border. Lebanon shares a border. Syria shares a border. And then Egypt below them, it has a peace treaty. So as of right now, besides Egypt, everyone else is against Israel.
Yeah.
If the Turks get involved, then it's pretty much an all-out war against Israel, which is so, like, Israel's been through so much and to go again. But the prime minister did say he's going to annihilate the Gaza Strip. So he means business.
Hold on one second. Back up. You say he's going to annihilate the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, he said he told everyone to evacuate. If you didn't evacuate, that's on you.
Wow. And this is the priest in Israel. Or
that's the prime minister in Israel, yeah.
Prime minister in Israel. So how many people been coming up to you or saying something like, you know, in the Bible, it's the prophecy Bible.
Has anyone... When Israel gets surrounded, yeah, Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah, that's that part I've been hearing a lot of people say.
Like, yeah, because it's looking like Israel's going to be surrounded.
It's, yeah, but like it's, I mean, with me, because, you know, I'm trying to figure out our stuff, but it's, I don't know. It's something, I don't know. It's very interesting. I'm like, what's going on? But that's just me and stuff, you know. I don't know what, you know, prophecy is going on or something, you know, in the, you know, in the Bible. I don't know. I am currently just reading the Bible, learning and stuff like that. So I don't know what's happening or what's, you know, coming. But I don't know. It's very interesting, but I'm pretty sure America and UK is going to back up Israel, and then also it's going to start, you know.
But you do know that America's military is the smallest it's ever been.
America? Smallest?
Yeah, America is having problems with people enlisting. It's the smallest military ever.
They'll input the draft. We're bringing the draft back. Watch out, Blur Dog. We need a duck and hide. Oh, wait, no. Not duck and hide. Oh, no. That's another thing in the Bible.
Nope. Keith Rocket, you're going to be drafted. Tell us how it goes.
Jesus.
And then I think the max is 35.
No, they bumped it up to 42.
No, they didn't.
Yes,
did they?
Yes, they did. The Marine, the Navy guy told me. He said, because he was talking about it, he was like, and they put up the age to 42 now. I was like, 42? What's this?
Florida, you're gone. You're with Keith Rocket.
Yep, they bumped it up. Yeah, between the ages of 17 and 42.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, guys. I'll stay behind.
She'll carry on to her podcast. It's just
wow.
It's just bad.
I'll stay behind while you guys do your civil duty.
Oh, wow. I will be fine. We'll be good. You know, we'll be fine. Yeah. Either way, you know, yes, Jesus coming. He's coming soon. But he's going to come as a thief at night. Just remember that. Thief at night. Anyway, Blur, do you have anything to say or anything regarding, I guess, you know, we talked about, you know, Israel, what's going on, but any movies, did you go and see any movies lately?
The past 2 weeks, no. I haven't been to go see any movies. I've just been watching Ahsoka, Loki, and Gen V.
Okay, we can talk about that. Now, Bex hasn't seen none of those stuff. I'm pretty sure I'm right, right?
Yeah, Viva, I'll love to hear you guys talk about it.
Yeah, she'll chime in when she needs to chime in. But either way, we can start with Ahsoka. Now, Bex, did you see at least one episode of Ahsoka? All right, bet. I understand. Blurdock, what'd you think about Ahsoka?
I mean, I still have to catch up on it.
What?
I think I'm
what episode
one, are you on? Maybe two. What? I believe I am on episode. Let me see.
I thought you were about to say I'm on episode one. I said, what is going
I am on.
What just happened? Bex, what just happened? What just happened, Bex? Please tell me.
I don't know, but it was funny.
He was like, well, let me see. Huh?
Oh. Well, because apparently it's saying that I have watched the last two episodes that I've missed. I watched to episode six, so I didn't see episode seven and eight.
Oh, yeah, there is seven and eight. That's right. There's eight episodes. Well, how did you feel about what do you feel about it right now? Because I was watching episode one, two, and three, and then I started skimming on all of them. I just
wow.
I kind of did the same thing. I mean, I watched it when, you know, got a little excited when Anakin popped up. But after that, it was
Anakin's
like...
Anakin's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy spoiler was, alert.
Oh, I love Anakin.
yeah, I watched it when he popped up and it kind of went back into the... Battle of the Clone Wars.
We're not gonna tell you what episode it is because you gotta watch from the beginning to find it.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Anakin, you gotta find it.
I could just look it up now
on YouTube, but you don't need to. Don't do that. Don't do that. Max. Yeah. Don't.
But it's
don't do that, Flex. Come on. I'll give you a cookie if you don't do it.
A cookie? Blurduck, what am I, an animal?
you said animal. Oh no, I said a cookie. You know, shoot, she's saying, oh, what am I, animal? Wow, blood on. Either way, but do you like it or how? Do you have mixed?
I mean, I like it. I like it so far. Don't necessarily love it, but I guess you know. I mean, it's cool. You know, there's a little excitement there, and then it kind of just. You know, I guess dwindled down and kind of went back to being a little slow pace. Mm.
So would you recommend it?
I didn't even get to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm asking Blurdock.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Only if you're a hardcore Star Wars fan, then yeah. I mean, hardcore Star Wars fan, yeah. But a casual fan, probably. I mean, you would have to probably go back to watching all the other stuff just to kind of know the importance of the Clone Wars and why they went back to her, flashbacks and all the other stuff.
Okay.
Chill, Bex. Chill. I know you got to go.
So it seems like a no.
Chill, Bex. Remember, Blurdock, she got a gun. She likes it to shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
Chill. Better watch out. She's going to have a, she probably have a pocket gun in her purse. She would like, pocket gun. Pop, 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 pop. Bro, watch out, Blurdock. I need to start ducking and dodging. Start just ducking.
My. Yeah, right.
You're going to be like, why are you ducking? I'm like, Bex, get a gun. but anyway, this is my what I think of Ahsoka. Trash. It's complete trash. It's like, it makes everything new, but you're like, I've seen this already. If you know what I mean. Like, you'll see all these new stuff, but you're like, I've seen this before. But they're trying to make it new. And it just, it's the same thing. It's interesting, but it's the same thing. I mean, come on, Blurdock. Did you like her, like, moving the ball all around just to do some puzzle at the beginning on the first episode?
Hmm.
I mean, again, that's one of the things that it kind of piqued my interest, but then it was just like, oh, that's so we're doing all this for some dude.
Find him. Yeah.
And I'm like, some dude. Yeah, so that it's just, I mean, because they made it seem like it was, the biggest thing was
Thrawn
to find General Thrawn. character on, but it was Ezra. I really don't care for Ezra. I'm like, I'm not going through all this just to do all the galaxy just to find somebody.
They want
to,
but you know, it's Sabine. Jeez, the word of it. It's Sabine. She's trying to get her, trying to get her best friend, which I thought was going to be a thing and stuff. But yeah, Sabine, because they were like, Sabine, we're training you to be a Jedi. And I'm like, I seen the Rebels cartoons, you know, the horrible animation, and Sabine wasn't force sensitive. So where did this come out? So did someone just pull that out of their butt crack and was like, Sabine is a Jedi? It's like,
not a butt crack.
That's why I had to kind of do some research because I didn't see.
You have to do no research. It's crap. It's just Rebel season five or season six, whatever they left off.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just like I understood what you were saying. Like, just they're trying to make it new, but it's something that we already seen.
Yeah,
and I think it's because we have seen
so much
Jedi. We've seen Jedi for so many years.
So much,
and. And when we get somebody like the Mandalorian, that's new and fresh. We don't get much of that.
Yeah.
So it's like when we get Jedi, it's just like, okay, we already seen this before. Mm-hmm. And
they're always like looking around and smelling like, I feel the Force. You know, the Force is everywhere. Isn't that God? What's going on?
So in other words, Disney's running out of ideas, huh?
No, Star Wars already ran out of ideas before Disney bought it. Yeah. I mean, that was the prequels. But the prequels are amazing, I have to tell you. It's so funny. It's because it's so bad. But either way, with this Ahsoka, it was just not that great. I was like, this is just...
It wasn't.
It's just, I mean, it was like, hey, look at all Rebels. They're all live action. Look, I think it's just Dave Filoni just trying to be like, I want all my characters to be live action. Like, have you ever watched the Clone Wars cartoon?
I haven't. I only seen like two episodes.
Well, you kind of get the gist of it. Yeah. When they brought Anakin, and I was like, this is, this is just a cartoon. What, you're just trying to make it live action now? Your cartoon, the Clone Wars? It was like, that's what it was.
Basically. But the thing about it, though, they're still doing an amazing job using that whole, What Ant-Man 3 couldn't do with it.
Oh, you already know that. With Ant-Man 3, it's
everything else. They use the same thing. So it's like the people for Ant-Man 3 messed it up.
Using this.
But Dave Filoni, that whole world felt so wild.
Oh, yeah.
Whales and everything. I'm just amazed at how amazingly they are using,
because they know how to do technology. It they just tossed the key to Ant-Man and was like, good luck, and it was like, well, how do you use this, and already you hear the door close, and it was like, oh wow. It's like, look, the analogy is like, say like you bring like a big old family to this movie and then you only get like such a small like outcome. That's how it felt like on the set. They made a big
They definitely overhyped the movie. Ant-Man 3 is horrible.
They made a big. They're in a big environment, but they felt like they were so compacted in a small area.
It did. That's why I pretty much ended up ignoring that part. But, and it's just like,
But Star Wars, they know how to use it because that's their technology. Of course, they better know how to use it. So they just tossed the keys and just closed the door. They're like, hey, how do we turn it on? Oh. It's gonna take a month to figure out how to turn it on, and then they're like, we're on a cut schedule, we just have to get the movie out. Okay, which is, y'all just right there walk and we'll put a big area and it'll look like, you know, you're in this big area, and like it feels so compacted. I don't know, like an invisible wall is just compacted, like you can't go out of this invisible wall, can't pass this line. But yeah, I know what you mean. No, they know how to use it, just like with the when they were in that little, when she met Anakin, they were in that area. Like, their fight scene was very small, but it looked big, but it added, they knew how to, you know.
Yeah, they knew how to maximize the
the
visual.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, would you recommend Ahsoka? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Bex already asked you that. So now, Bex...
What would you rate it, Blurduck? 10 being the best. Well, let's do 5. 5 being the best, 1 being the worst.
How come you're not asking me? Is my opinion does not matter?
Well, I'm going to ask Blurduck, then I'll ask you. You're really sensitive today, Keith Ross.
I mean, I
but you know, someone got me gone at 7 and someone came in late. But okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3 so far. I haven't finished the last 2 episodes. But I'll give it. It's meh with me.
Okay. And Keith Rocker, what would you recommend it?
No, but for you,
yes. What would you rate it?
It's a 4, but for you, it's a 10. Go watch it.
Wait, 1 out of 5?
A 1 out of 5?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's why I said 3 in the middle.
3.5. Or 3.1. I think I'll go with a 3.1. Because he didn't finish last 2 episodes. So I scan finished all the episodes. So I would say 3.1. And I recommend for you, Bex, it's a 5 out of 5. You should go and
see. Oh, here we go. You recommend all the crappy things for me to watch.
I just asked, just watch 1 episode. Just 1 episode. That's all I ask.
I know.
Just 1 episode.
Unfortunately, somehow I haven't watched 1.
Yeah, but if you were to give it out of 10, I'll give it a 6.5 so far.
Yeah. Okay. So have you been watching? What was the other one? Gen V. You know, I did watch a little bit of the beginning, and then I was like, no, this is the thing. This is the thing that bugged me. When she did that thing, like, I'm not going to explain it for Bex here until later, because I'm going to spoil it for Bex. But the thing is, what I was pissed off.
I won't be watching it.
What pissed me off is when that happened and stuff, I was like, okay. So she has that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. I know a comic book character that has that same power or similar. They're copying off of a character. And I had to do some research. It was a character called Ant. And it was made by a black guy. And the thing is, when she cut her, or not, she didn't cut herself for the blood. But you know the character Ant, right? Blur up.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking up Ant as we speak.
The comic book, right?
Yes, I'm looking
it up. Oh, wow. I didn't tell you to look it up. I mean, is she there's some position. You don't need to look up. It's comic
book. Ant comic book.
I don't shut it up. Whatever, fine. But anyway, the thing is that whole if they make her have a blood suit, they're copying it off of Ant because she has the powers of like Ant, but she also has a blood, some nano blood or some blood and stuff, but it becomes her suit. Like it just covers her. And if she's, you know, whatever, because that's what I found out. It was some black guy who was in prison and he was like, I just learned how to draw because, you know, I saw an Ant, so I started drawing. Don't ask me how, but that's
2004.
Yeah,
and when she hit.
Yeah, and so when she got that costume and stuff like that, it was all like blood and stuff. And sometimes, like when she gets knocked out and stuff, like the blood will fill out, and then she'll be like, I don't know why with comic book artists, she'd be like naked, and I'd be like, "What? Why is she got me? Did she have like?" Didn't
They made her very sexy,
huh?
I said they made her like a very sexy
character. Yeah, they go all out. Sometimes I just don't understand. I'm like, where is the logic? She had clothes on when the suit came on, and now when it's off. She's naked. I just don't understand. I'm like, okay, fine. Like if the clothes was wet, like bloody wet and stuff, I was like, I understand that. That makes sense. But it's just no clothes. It's like, what just happened?
She's whatever. Very curvy. And some of these cover pages are interesting.
That's what I told you. I told you not to look. I told you. You're the one. Did I tell her to go search it out?
Yeah, nope, you didn't.
I didn't tell her. I just told her.
Yeah, some of these.
I now know why Keith Rocket knows who Ant is. Because of these covers. I can only imagine the comic book.
Look, when they first came out with the whole, because it was like a remake and stuff, and I'm like, what the heck is Ant? And then someone at the comic store told me, it was like, this Sunday, Sunday, but the only original is better. And I'm like, okay, go look up the original. And then I'm like, oh, a lot of this. Okay, well, sorry, I'm trying to look for Wolverine and Spider-Man and all that stuff. But okay, never read it or whatever. But I read the Wikipedia, which I shouldn't read the Wikipedia because it's not that great. But it gave me a little bit of information on it. But when I saw it on the first episode with Gen V, where she was coming out with the whole blood and stuff like that, I was like, are they copying it off the Ant? Because that's all that just reminded me of and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it would remind you of, but not necessarily. Yeah. Because I guess Ant uses her blood to as her armor. She doesn't necessarily shoot it out.
Yeah. But yeah, Gen V, like, she's like, I cut myself and I use my blood as weapon. And I was like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she can manipulate blood. Yeah. Something in the blood that can manipulate in anybody's blood, really, not even just her own. Yeah, so Gen V, I mean, if you heard of The Boys, it's a spinoff of The Boys. So I like to call this show, you know, us as if we had powers, because none of us would really be, a lot of us would not be responsible without powers.
So is it like Heroes, kind of?
They're supposed to be heroes, but were very, very flawed heroes.
But it just, when I was watching the first episode, it made me turn it off, or like, I ain't watching this. Because it's like, you see the first episode and everything, and she's like, oh no. And I'm like, okay, she's on her period, okay. And then like the blood start coming up.
Goodness.
Yeah, they go her out. And like the blood coming up, and like the mother comes out, and like, baby, what's wrong? And then it slices her neck, and she's like, and I'm like, okay, so your period blood just killed your mother. And then the father comes in, like, what did you do?
Ew, that's disgusting.
I'm just telling you what happened. And then the father, like, what did you do?
So gross.
What did you do? And horrible. She was like, ah! And then, like, I guess you had, like, excuse me. This is how I can best explain it, Beck. So just prepare for what I'm about to say. Because
I can't even get over that you're saying period blood killed the mom. Like, how?
Yes.
That is disgusting.
It is. Yes. That's what baby now was seeing.
That's in a horrible way of dying. How did your mom die? My period blood killed her.
Anyway, but you gotta know how the dad died, too. So this is the best way I can explain this, because this will give you. This was just explaining. So she's like, I don't know if this ever is real or something. I'm sorry, I'm not a female stuff, but what it looked like to me is like she farted in her period, and it just nothing but spikes just flew out and it hit the father.
From like the clots? That's disgusting.
What happened was,
yes, it was. She was like,
It was a puddle of blood from her mom, and she freaked out when her dad came. So she made the puddle of blood explode to propel her father up against the mirror window or whatever that was behind the wall. And he got a jigsaw glass all over his face into his head.
Oh, that was glass? I thought that was like just...
What show is this? I never watch it.
Yeah, Gen V. If you never watched The Boys, I mean, you don't have to watch The Boys to know it really, but this is strictly for adults, and no kids are allowed, should be allowed to watch this show.
But yeah, like, how many episodes did you see? Because once I saw that in a part, and I was like, I'm done. I can't. I think, like, I was trying to watch it further on when she cut her arm and she was, like, using her blood to go and, like, hit, like, the stuff. And then I was like, you're getting blood everywhere. I'm done. I can't watch this. I just can't. I'm sorry. It's just too much. It's just I'm like, okay. I'm just like, so. And it's a black girl. It's a black girl cutting herself. And I'm like, I'm just done. I can't.
It's gross. I don't even know how you guys could watch that. I can't.
I love stuff like this. This is my kind of show. This is real.
You love this stuff like this?
Yes. I love stuff like this. I'm tired of all the little mellow PG-13 horror movies stuff that everybody, that they're catering to. for everybody else. I want real stuff that I grew up on. I grew up in the 90s, so looking back at some of those movies and shows, there's a lot of adult humor, a lot of stuff that would not fly today that
this is Amazon? I enjoy.
Yeah, why are you searching up this, Bags? You don't need to see this.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting, yeah, and you don't need to see it, okay?
Yeah, just I didn't know. I just like, oh, I'll look it up.
Yeah. No, don't.
And then I know why you like it, Keith Rocket.
Look, but yeah, that's just casual stuff. There's whatever. That's just one comic stuff. Either way, but it sucked. Or I don't know. I never read it, but I heard it's not that great. Yeah. But either way, I was like, really? Period blood? Superpowers? I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, they have, if you ever watch The Boys, they have people with really messed up powers.
The Boys, I got tired. I watched the first season because I was like, okay, let's see it. And I was like, the comic book and stuff. Well, the comic book is the one where it just showed like a lot of stuff for comic books, and I was this is disgusting. And then when they got to or whatever The Boys, I was watching for a little bit, but then I just gave up. I was like, I think I'm done with superheroes now. I'm just like, it's just. Yeah. But this is superheroes in real life. I'm like, let's just. I'm done.
Pretty much. Done. Yes, pretty much. There's no Superman. There's no, you know, come with great power comes great responsibilities. No, there's just people using it for their own benefit.
Well, now I know before I say something, I know Bex will go and look it up or search it up. So now I got
I mean, we see how crazy the world is today. Just imagine if we had superpowers.
No.
That's basically what The Boys and Gen V is. That universe is. That's so that's why I like it, because it's on the real side, unlike DC.
You keep on watching it. I finally saw Flashpoint.
Oh yeah,
or Flash the movie. That was horrible. That was too bad. That was very horrible.
I watched like 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, the CGI.
Why you only give 10 minutes? Well, you know, whatever. You don't need to see that movie.
I watched Equalizer 3, though.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Oh, yeah. We actually did watch that movie.
So. Oh, you did? Okay, we can talk about Equalizer 3. Okay. So this is my thing. That movie sucked because it's like, all right, I'm going to go, you know, take care of this bad guy. All right, cool. The story's set up. Mm-hmm. All right, he's dead. Wait. Who's next? All right, it's this bigger boss right here. Okay, that's the actual bad guy. All right. Oh, he's dead. Okay. It's another boss. Ah, this is the guy and then dies. And I'm like, what was the point of this movie of Equalizer 3? Like, can someone tell me what was going on? Because didn't they set it up and then he just killed them right away?
Well, it took him a while to kill. Like,
yeah,
he was just trying to find a peaceful place.
Yeah,
and he settled in Italy,
where everyone knew who he was, or they were like,
they didn't know.
No, nobody knew.
No, you know what? Everybody was very friendly, or something. Or that just me.
I mean, that's just how people
that's
are.
That's how Europeans are.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not like America or in Oakland. You know what I mean?
I mean, I always hear that, you know, the Italians are very friendly people. I mean, they're very family oriented, so they're very friendly people.
Yes, they're very friendly.
All right. Well, how'd you like the Equalizer 3?
Oh, I liked it. I'm not sure I would
watch it again.
Rank it. I mean, I'll watch it again if it comes on.
I would.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, put it on like, oh, let's watch it. If somebody want to watch it, it's like, cool, watch it. I'll watch it again, but I don't know if I'll put this as the best of three.
It's 7 o'clock. Bex got to bounce out. Well, I guess that's the end of the podcast. Hold on one second. I do want to ask this to Bex. Have you seen that Dragon Ball Daima or something? Trailer?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Aren't you into? Okay, well, that's it for the Two Have podcast. This is a very short one, you know. So, therefore, thank you for listening. until then, next time. Well, I'm pretty sure we'll have more contact. You know, pretty much, Bex. Next time, maybe you wanna you need to leave at maybe 7:30 or 8. Maybe next time. Not trying to say anything or call someone out, but you know, just make it just a suggestion. That's it. But thank you, guys. Any last word, Lord Doc?
Nope. Just take care of yourself. Take care of each other.
How about you, Bex?
Hope everyone has a wonderful week, and please keep your hostility to a minimum, unlike Keith Rocket.
I leave at this time, and I'm like, this is going to be a short podcast, man. 40 minutes. All right. I'll take it. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, anything for you.
What?